And preach the gospel as we were walking through there. Christ shed blood, his death, burial, and resurrection. He was fully God, fully man, right? You agree with that?
Yes.
And he died for the remission of sins, right?
Right.
Okay, so you see that. So if you have faith in that, you're going to repent.
Right.
And repentance is a turning of your mind from your ways to his ways, forsaking all your sins.
Right.
Including man-made religion, Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Anabaptist, Roman Catholic, Mormon, Jehovah Witness. It doesn't matter.
Right.
You're not in your head. They're all made of man.
Right.
Not of God.
Right.
So you need to repent of all that. Come out from among them. And if you truly change your ways and your life toward the things of God, he'll give you the Holy Spirit and you'll be born again. If you're a born again daughter of the Most High, you're going to obey him, right? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commands.
Right.
We want to obey him in every way. In the New Testament, there's many, many commands for us. And worldliness, carnality, entertainment, sports, politics, feminization, fleshly music is not of God.
Right.
So on the back of that card is a bunch of lies that man-made religion is teaching people.
Right.
And so that's what we're here to do, is warn people who might be starting to seek and say, hey, this doesn't sound right. That's not right. I want to share something with you. The Bible says in Revelation 21 and 22 that if you love and practice even one lie, you'll be left outside the gates of heaven.
One.
But what about the free will of the people?
Free will? We have free will. We have to repent and keep obeying the Lord if we're truly born again. Otherwise, we'll fall away and we won't have that hope of eternal life. Okay. Our email is on there. I'd love to hear from you. Ask me any questions. We'll help you.